to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the Stations of the Cross service on Good Friday, April 15, 2022. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We will glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom is our salvation, our life, and resurrection. Let us pray. Assist us mercifully with your help, O Lord God of our salvation, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of those mighty acts whereby you have given us life and immortality, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
After supper, Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come down into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and the sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came down to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief, and he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. Help me, O Lord, for there is no godly one left.
The faithful have vanished amongst us."
Let us pray. O God, the source of eternal light, shed forth your unending day upon us who watch for you, that our lips may praise you, our lives may bless you, and our worship give you glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Immediately, while Jesus was still speaking to his disciples, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs. from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. They press me hard and surround me,
watching how they may cast me down.
Let us pray. Almighty Father, who gave your only Son to die for our sins and to rise for our justification, give us grace so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal One, have mercy upon us.
The third station, Peter denies Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to shift all of you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." And he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied three times that you know me." Even my trusted friend who broke bread with me has lifted up his heel and turned against me. Let us pray. Ever-living God, who will it is that all should come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, inspire our witness to him, that all may know the power of his forgiveness and the hope of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you, the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Holy God,
holy and mighty, Holy Immortal One, have mercy upon us.
Fourth station, Jesus is condemned to die. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so?" Then the chief priest accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Pilate spoke to the council again, "Then what do you wish me to do with a man you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. God did not spare his own Son, but deliver him up for all of us. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went up, not up to joy, but first he suffered pain and entered not into glory before he was crucified. Merciful, grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal One, have mercy upon us.
The fifth station. Jesus is mocked and abused by soldiers. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged, and the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and striking him on the face. All day long they mock me
and say to me, "Where now is your God?"
Let us pray. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, you made an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us so to glory in the cross of Christ, that we may gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Holy God,
holy and mighty, holy immortal One, have mercy upon us.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When the chief priests and the police saw him, they shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no case against him." They cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but the emperor." Then he handed him over to them and to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which is Hebrew is called Golgotha. The Lord has laid him in iniquity of us all.
For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose beloved Son willingly endured the agony and shame of the cross for our redemption, give us courage and take up our cross and follow him, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Holy God,
holy and mighty, holy immortal One, have mercy upon us.
Seventh station, Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The soldiers compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Whoever does not hear their cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son came not to be served, but to serve, bless all who, following in his steps, give themselves to the service of others, that with wisdom, patience, and courage, they may minister in his name to the suffering, the friendless, and the needy. For the love of him who laid down his life for us, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and wonderful one, have mercy on us.
The eighth station, Jesus meets woman of Bethlehem. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourself and your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' They will begin to say in the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Those who sowed with tears
will reap with songs of joy."
Let us pray. Teach your church, O Lord, to mourn the sins of which it is guilty, and to repent and forsake them, that by your pardoning grace, the results of our iniquities and may not be visited upon our children and our children's children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us.
The ninth station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, and they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They pierced my hands and my feet.
They stared and gloat over me.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, and everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you. For the honor of your name, amen. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy on us.
Tenth station, Jesus promises paradise to the repentant thief. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence and condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. You will show me the path of life.
In your presence there is fullness of joy."
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who is the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who are reborn into the fellowship of Christ's holy body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us.
Mary and a disciple at the foot of the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. God has made us his children by adoption and grace,
and renews us with his Holy Spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Christ from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, strengthen us with your Holy Spirit, that with Christ dwelling in your hearts by faith, we may be filled with all the fullness of grace.
Amen. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us.
Thank you.
The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And about 3:00, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. Christ for us became obedient unto death.
Even death on a cross.
Let us pray. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us.
The 13th station, the body of Jesus is taken down from the cross.
We adore you, O
Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Since it was the day of preparation, the Jews did not want the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath, especially because that Sabbath was a day of great solemnity. So they asked Pilate to have the legs of the crucified men broken and the bodies removed. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and removed his body. In the midst of life, we are in death.
Of whom may we seek for succor?
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, by your death, you took away the sting of death. Grant to us your servants so to follow in faith where you have led the way, that we may at length fall asleep peacefully in you and wake up in your likeness for your tender mercy's sake.
Amen. Holy
God, holy and mighty. Holy immortal one, have mercy upon us.
Thank you.
The 14th final station, Jesus' body is put in the tomb. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Joseph of Arimathea took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn from the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. You will not abandon me to the grave.
Nor let your Holy One see corruption.
Let us pray. O God, your blessed Son was laid in a tomb in a garden and rested on the Sabbath day. Grant that we, who have been buried with him in the waters of baptism, may find our perfect rest in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us.
As we walk this pilgrimage with Jesus in these final moments of his earthly life, we are led into a very difficult journey, aren't we? It's a journey of loss. At each step of Jesus' journey through Holy Week, something is taken away. His disciples flee. One of them betrays him. He loses his closest friends. He loses his freedom when he is arrested by the soldiers and led away into captivity. He loses his dignity as they insult and spit on him and torture him. He loses his clothes as they strip him naked. He loses, of course, his life when he dies on the cross. It is tempting for us to skip over Good Friday in our desire to get to Easter. More than once I have thought, and I've had many parishioners over the years say, I don't like Good Friday, I want to get to Easter. And yet we know that Good Friday is essential in our pilgrimage of faith. Like Jesus, we go through times of trial and testing. And without Jesus' example, without his life and death, without his identification with all of our humanity, the bad as well as the good, then our suffering would be in vain. Years ago, when I was in seminary, I had hospital chaplaincy training, which many of us did. And my floor was the oncology floor. So I had many, many very sick patients to see. And they were of all faiths, some of no faith, but I would always stop in and say, how you doing? What can I do for you? And I'll never forget an interaction with one particular woman who was in the end stages of cancer. I don't remember what kind of cancer. And I said, what can I do? And she told me a story. She said, I grew up in India, and I'm a Hindu. But she said, I was orphaned, and the ones who took me in were an order of Catholic nuns. And they taught me about Jesus. And we were in a Methodist hospital, but for some reason in this Methodist hospital in Brooklyn, New York, there was a crucifix, a Catholic-style crucifix on the wall opposite her bed. And she said, this crucifix gives me such strength. She said, when I think about Jesus and his suffering, and I remember the love of those nuns who took care of me when I was a child, it gives me peace. and it gives me strength, and it gives me hope. Well, today we meditate on the cross of Jesus, the immense lengths to which he was willing to go to save us from ourselves, to save us from our sins, to redeem our lives and our suffering, and to bring it with love to God the Father. May that crucifix, may that cross bring us as well peace and hope and love. When we conclude the closing prayers, you're welcome to stay in church as long as you would like for silent prayer. We'll be open for quite a while, so stay as long as you'd like. Savior of the world, by your cross and precious blood, you have redeemed us. Save us and help us, we humbly beseech you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have delivered us from the dominion of sin and death and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. And we pray that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his love he may raise us to eternal joys. Who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. To Christ our Lord, who loves us and washed us in his own blood and made us a kingdom of priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.